Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Wednesday. I pray that you are well and blessed and in perfect health and spirits this morning. This morning I'm going to be reading from 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8 through 11. And I'm reading from the Message. I have been reading from the Message a lot lately. It really speaks in today's terminology, and it really gives you an in-depth look of the scripture. And, you know, I'm a big advocate of how the scripture continually speaks to you over and over and over and over again, how you can see your life somewhere in there, whether it's the ups or the downs, it is in there. And the Message has really been blessing me in the breaking down and the extended version of the scripture. Keep a cool head. Stay alert. The devil is poised to pounce and would like nothing better than to catch you napping. Keep your guard up. You're not the only ones plunged into these hard times. It's the same with Christians all over the world. So keep a firm grip on the faith. The suffering won't last forever. It won't be long before the generous God, who has great plans for us in Christ, eternal and glorious plans they are, will have you put together and on your feet for good. He gets the last word. Yes, he does. Peter 5, 8, and 11. What I really like, and you hear this a lot now more than you did in previous years, you hear, you know, like, let me, oh, she's put together or he's put together, when you see someone's makeup or their outfit or something that attracts the eye, someone will say that they're put together. And I love how the scripture speaks that God will have you put together and on your feet for good. Isn't it amazing to know that God is the one that ultimate put together, or the ultimate one who really presents us? No matter what we do, we can go to the barbershop, to the hairdresser, we can work out, we can eat right. Whatever we do, God has the final say in our lives, and he protects us, and he wants to present us greater. So when, you know, you think of the scripture, it says, present my life as the ultimate sacrifice. And so in our lives, we can't be passive. We can't just be sleeping. We have to stay active, because the devil, one, he knows inactivity. He knows that being complacent, being a sleeper, being in the dark is the easiest way that he can get to you, because he can't get to you if you're constantly moving in God. He can't get to you if you're alert. And being alert, when it says keep a cool head, stay alert, that's the first two sentences of that scripture. Keep a cool head, stay alert. Keep a cool head is thinking positive, not dwelling in your circumstances, staying alert, not falling into depression because of what's going on, not being in tune to knowing that God is able, knowing that God can do it. Having a backbone, not a wishbone, not just wishing this or wishing that, but having a backbone and saying that, because God will, God is, victory is here, victory is already done. I know that I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. That is a backbone. Have a backbone against the enemy. Keep a cool head, stay alert, and watch God put you on. Watch God put you together. Watch you be on your feet for good. Because, again, God gets the last word, and his word is great. His word is, I know the plans for you. They're not to plan to bring you down, but they're to prosper you. That is his last word. All things work together for good. That is his last word. Great is he that is in me than he that is in the world. That is his last word. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. That is his last word. So stand on that. Keep a cool head and know who he is. Stay alert and know who he is. Don't fall into your circumstances. I'm begging you, keep a cool head and let God do what he do. Keep a firm grip on your faith and let God do what he do. He is amazing. He will put you together because that is who he is, love. Father God, I thank you for this present air this morning, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for your life, for this zest, Lord God, that we have, Lord God, that we may be able, Lord God, to stand on our feet for good, Lord God. Stand in your word and know that you have the final say in our lives, Lord God. Lord God, the devil is trying and he will continue to try. But as long as we stay alert and stay in you and stay and know that you are able and know that we can do this with you, Lord God, we shall stand. We shall move forward, Lord God, in Christ. Lord God, you are so amazing, so full of love for us, so full of plans for us, Lord God. You want us to be great. You want us to be stable in you, Lord God. Lord God, give us the strength and the wisdom and the knowledge, Lord God, to walk in that, Lord God, and be who you called us to be, Lord God, today. Lord God, we know that your plans for us are great. Let us believe that. Let us stand in that and let our faith, Lord God, be revealed. So when others see us, they will know, Lord God, that we are walking with you, walking in you. You are in us, and Lord God, your word is great. From glory to glory to glory to glory, we thank you, Lord God, for who you are, and we give you all the ultimate praise, all the ultimate honor, Lord God, this morning. And it's in Jesus' name we give you thanks, and we say amen, and we consider it already done. Loves, have a great and amazing day. Let God put you together. Stay put together. Keep a cool head and stay alert. Be great. I love you. There's nothing you can do about that. Okay? All right. Bye.